This weekend in Ireland, the European Union expanded from 15 to 25 members. Most of the 10 inductees are former Soviet satellites, and the enlargement of the EU is seen as marking the end of any lingering Cold War divisions. The venue of the expansion ceremonies was appropriate. Ireland is considered a model of how best to use EU membership. New members have been studying Ireland for ways to generate high growth and to get a bigger voice on the world stage. NPR's Nick Spicer reports from Dublin.
Ireland's Prime Minister Bertie Ahern was the master of ceremonies at the official accession of 10 new nations to the European Union. The EU has a rotating presidency by country, and Ireland is now in the driver's seat. That doesn't mean Ireland can change the course of the EU, but it does allow the country of 4 million inhabitants to help shape the agenda for several hundred million European citizens for a six-month period. Bertie Ahern says EU membership has allowed Ireland to punch above its weight on the international stage.
I think Ireland is a good example of this. We've 4 million people. I sit on the same table as Tony Blair or Jacques Chirac or Horst Schroeder, where I can put my point of view as a small country. It's just a sharing and pooling of sovereignty.
New member countries have clearly understood that. Laszlo Kovács is Hungary's foreign minister. He says without the EU, Hungary is just a medium-sized country of 10 million inhabitants. Inside the EU, it is part of a much greater whole.
As a member of a 25-member strong community, the GDP of which is equal to that of the United States and which will be the largest single market in the world. So in this organization, in this integration, Hungary have good chance to implement its interests.
In order to get the most out of EU membership, the new members have been sending delegations to Dublin and across Ireland. They're coming to study the reasons for Ireland's successful membership of the EU, says Witold Sobkov. The Polish ambassador in Dublin says the Emerald Isle is a model for Poland.
We would like to be, let's say, a second island in Europe somehow.
The new members are interested in how this nation used membership to boost an income per inhabitant that was about 65% of the European average when Ireland joined in 1973 to over 120% now. One of the keys to Ireland's success has been low tax rates, attracting giant job-creating investments in the computer and pharmaceutical industries. Companies like Intel, Microsoft, and Dell wouldn't have invested in Ireland if it didn't give access to the huge European market. Still, Ambassador Sobkov says what Poland wants most to learn from the Irish is not how to attract investment, but how to cut through red tape at the European Commission. In other words, how to finagle large amounts of money, as Ireland has, for its farmers, poor regions, and infrastructure projects such as highways.
I think this is where Ireland can help us most. I mean, how to use efficiently the European funds, how to apply for permissions for good projects, how to fill in forms, how to lobby in Brussels, things of this kind, everything related with efficiency of using this membership for the benefit of the country.
However, analysts say the 10 new members can't all try to emulate Ireland. Gail McElroy is a professor of European Studies at Trinity College in Dublin. She points out that the tech boom was a one-off affair, and Ireland was simply in the right place at the right time. But that's not all.
There are things that are unique about Ireland that perhaps mean that it won't be quite so successful in several of the Eastern European countries. It's an English-speaking nation. It had close ties and always has historically to the United States, where a lot of the foreign investment came from. It believes in small government. It doesn't have a large welfare state compared with many of the Eastern European countries.
McElroy says Ireland has come so far it is now in the position of being able to invest itself in the new member countries. She says the new countries may want to copy parts of Ireland's economic success in the EU, but they likely won't be competing much with the island, since few will be able to occupy its niche of high-tech and medical products. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Dublin.